You know, when I was listening to Dr. Baxman's podcast the other day, I was really struck by something he said about how AI in orthodontics, it's not just some far off futuristic concept.
Right.
It's already having like a real impact on patients' lives today.
Yeah, it really is amazing to see how quickly AI is becoming a practical tool in healthcare.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Dr. Baxman pointed out, orthodontics is at the forefront of this whole transformation.
It is. And, you know, we hear about it, you know, AI and self-driving cars and, you know, all sorts of things. But to see it impacting a specialized field like orthodontics, it's just really eye-opening.
Yeah.
It seems like it's changing everything.
Yeah.
From how orthodontists diagnose and plan treatments to how they conduct research.
It's really revolutionizing the field. And the key is that, like Dr. Baxman emphasized, AI isn't just about speed.
Right.
It's about bringing a whole new level of precision to orthodontics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's get into specifics. How is this technology actually being integrated into the daily work of orthodontists?
Well, AI is becoming increasingly important in three key areas of orthodontics: diagnosis and analysis.
Okay.
Treatment planning and research and development.
Okay, so those are the main areas where it's sort of making its mark.
Yeah.
Can you give us a glimpse into some of the specific ways it's being used?
Absolutely. So think about AI helping orthodontists analyze those detailed cephalometric x-rays.
Yeah.
Pinpointing those tiny landmarks with incredible accuracy. And even more impressive, it's being used to predict growth patterns in young patients.
Oh, wow.
Which opens up a whole new world of possibilities for early intervention.
That sounds like it could really change the game for a lot of patients.
It does.
So let's start with the diagnosis and analysis piece.
Okay.
Why is that such a critical area for AI to make a difference?
Well, accurate diagnosis is the foundation of any successful orthodontic treatment.
Right.
But traditional methods can be time-consuming and, frankly, subject to human error. AI has the potential to dramatically improve both the speed and precision of diagnosis.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Even the most skilled orthodontist is still human.
Yes.
And there's always a margin for error, no matter how small.
Exactly. And that's where AI shines with its consistency and ability to process massive amounts of data without fatigue.
Yeah.
So like Dr. Baxman was talking about how AI tools like YOLO 3 are becoming so valuable for identifying cephalometric landmarks.
YOLO 3?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that.
So YOLO 3 stands for You Only Look Once version 3. And it's a type of algorithm that's designed for object detection.
Okay.
And researchers have trained it to identify those specific points on a skull x-ray, those cephalometric landmarks that orthodontists use to measure and analyze facial structures.
So it's basically teaching a computer to see and understand an x-ray.
Precisely.
The way an orthodontist would. Yes.
And the results are incredible. In one study, YOLO 3 was able to accurately identify 80 landmarks with a deviation of just 2 millimeters. So think about what that level of accuracy means for creating a treatment plan.
That's an amazing level of precision, it seems like.
Yeah.
AI is giving orthodontists a kind of superpower.
Yes.
When it comes to accuracy.
It's remarkable, and this precision can save orthodontists a lot of time, allowing them to focus more on the individual needs of each patient.
Yeah, that makes sense. So AI is making a big impact on landmark identification.
Right.
But Dr. Baxman also seemed really excited about the potential of AI for growth prediction.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about that?
He's right to be excited. Predicting growth, especially in younger patients, is so crucial for creating the right treatment plan.
Right.
But it's also notoriously difficult.
Okay.
Traditional methods like hand wrist x-rays or the cervical vertebral maturation method or CVM method can be subjective and prone to variability.
So how is AI changing the game in this area?
Well, deep learning models are now being used to help orthodontists make more accurate growth predictions.
Okay.
They are trained on vast data sets of x-rays and growth charts. And some of these models are achieving over 90% accuracy in determining something called CVM stage classification.
CVM stage classification.
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
So the CVM method looks at the development of the bones in the neck.
Okay.
As seen on an x-ray to assess a child's skeletal maturity and predict their growth spurt.
Okay.
And AI is proving to be exceptionally good at analyzing these x-rays and classifying the stage of development.
So that 90% accuracy you mentioned, that means that the AI is doing a better job of predicting growth than traditional methods.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Baxman was highlighting this area as a potential game changer.
Wow.
If we can predict growth with this level of accuracy, it means earlier and more effective intervention for many young patients.
That has to be a huge relief for parents, too. In knowing that their child's treatment is based on such precise predictions,
yeah,
early intervention can make such a difference in the long term.
Absolutely. And this brings us to another fascinating area where AI is making its mark, tooth segmentation.
Tooth segmentation. I've never heard that term before. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. So tooth segmentation involves analyzing the detailed structure of teeth and the surrounding bone.
Okay.
Orthodontists use this information to plan tooth movement and ensure proper alignment. Traditionally, this has been done manually, which can be quite tedious and time consuming.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So AI powered systems are being developed that can automate tooth segmentation using 3D models of a patient's mouth.
Okay.
And they're proving to be incredibly accurate.
Yeah.
One study showed an AI powered segmentation system achieving a 91% intersection over union score.
A 91% intersection over union score. What does that actually tell us?
That score is a measure of how well the AI segmentation overlaps with the actual tooth and bone structure. A score of 91% means the AI is doing a fantastic job of accurately identifying the boundaries and details of those structures.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I can see why Dr. Baxman was so enthusiastic about this. It's like having a second set of incredibly precise eyes.
Yes.
Analyzing those 3D models.
That's a great way to put it. This level of detail is invaluable for creating precise treatment plans and ensuring that tooth movement is as predictable and effective as possible.
So we've talked about how AI is revolutionizing diagnosis and analysis in orthodontics.
Right.
But it's not just about gathering information.
Right.
It's also about using that information to make the best possible treatment decision.
Exactly.
Can we talk about how AI is helping orthodontists with that crucial decision-making process?
Absolutely. That's where things get really interesting. And we'll delve into that in the next part of our discussion.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Fascinating stuff.
It is. So, you know, one of the toughest calls an orthodontist has to make is whether or not to extract teeth as part of the treatment plan.
Yeah.
It's a complex decision with a lot of factors to consider, and it can have a huge impact on the overall outcome.
Yeah, I can only imagine the weight of that decision.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
But this is where AI is starting to offer some incredible support. You know, algorithms can now analyze things like the degree of crowding, the amount of protrusion, even the relationship between the upper and lower jaws.
Okay.
All to help determine if extractions are truly necessary.
So the AI is almost like a consultant helping the orthodontist weigh the pros and cons.
Yeah.
And make a more informed choice.
That's a great way to put it. And the studies are showing just how valuable this can be.
Yeah.
One study found that AI-based treatment plans were in agreement with the decisions of experienced orthodontists 90% of the time.
90%. That's a remarkable level of consistency.
It is.
It sounds like AI is validating the expertise of experienced orthodontists.
Mm-hmm.
But with the added advantage of being able to analyze huge amounts of data.
Exactly. And this goes back to what Dr. Baxman was saying about AI simplifying those complex decisions.
Right.
The AI isn't replacing the orthodontist's judgment.
Right.
But it's providing them with powerful data-driven insights. It's a true collaboration.
And ultimately, this means better outcomes for patients.
Yeah.
Right. Because the decisions are being made with the most complete information possible.
Absolutely. Another study looks specifically at using 3D models and radiographic data to predict the need for extractions.
Okay.
And the accuracy rate of the AI was over 93%.
Over 93%? That's incredibly precise.
It is.
It really highlights how AI can bring more consistency and predictability to treatment planning. Take some of the guesswork out of it.
Exactly. It allows for more personalized treatment plans, which ultimately benefits the patient.
So AI is already helping with those difficult decisions about extractions. Are there other decision-making areas where AI is proving valuable?
Yes, definitely. AI is also being used to determine if a patient might need orthognathic surgery.
Okay.
Which is a procedure to correct severe skeletal deformity.
That sounds pretty intense. How exactly is AI used in that context?
Similar to the extraction decision process, AI algorithms can analyze a patient's x-rays and clinical features to recommend whether or not surgery is necessary.
Okay.
It's like having an extra set of highly trained eyes looking at the case.
So it's helping determine whether a patient's skeletal structure might require surgical intervention to achieve the best results.
Exactly. And the accuracy rates here are very impressive.
Okay.
One study found that an AI model combined with machine learning was able to correctly identify patients who needed surgery with a 96% success rate.
96%. That's phenomenal. Dr. Baxman really hit the nail on the head when he talked about how AI is leading to better outcomes for patients.
He did.
Especially those with skeletal deformity.
Yes. this technology has the potential to truly change how we approach orthognathic surgery, making it more predictable and potentially less invasive. But it is important to note that the study found that the accuracy was higher for what are called class 2 cases compared to class 3 malocclusions.
Ah, so there's still room for improvement and refinement.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to more complex cases.
Precisely. AI in orthodontics is constantly evolving, but the progress so far is incredibly encouraging.
Yeah.
And it's not just limited to clinical practice. AI is also starting to play a bigger role in research.
Oh, that's right. We haven't even touched on it yet. Tell me more about how AI is being used in orthodontic research.
Sure. AI is being used in a variety of research areas, from studying temporomandibular joint dysfunction, or TMD,
okay,
to finding better ways to treat cleft palates. One of the most exciting aspects is AI's potential to reduce bias and speed up the process of discovery.
That makes perfect sense. AI can analyze vast amounts of data far faster than any human can.
Right.
And because it's driven by algorithms, it eliminates some of the subjective biases that can sometimes creep into traditional research methods.
Exactly. AI can help us uncover hidden patterns and relationships in the data, leading to breakthroughs in our understanding of orthodontic conditions and the development of even more effective treatments.
This is also fascinating. It really sounds like AI has the potential to revolutionize the entire field of orthodontics.
Right.
Where do you see this technology heading in the future?
That's a big question, and one we'll explore more in the final part of our conversation. But I can say this much. AI is already having a significant impact, and its role is only going to grow in the coming years.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that. This has been so insightful already.
You know, it is remarkable to think about how far AI has already come in orthodontics, you know, in such a short time.
Yeah, it really is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, you know, thinking about how quickly technology evolves, what the future holds.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Baxman touched on some possibilities in his podcast, you know, like AI-assisted robots helping with procedures or personalized treatment plans based on a patient's genetic profile. He even mentioned virtual reality simulations to help orthodontists practice complex procedures.
Right. Those are all very exciting possibilities, and, you know, they may not be that far off.
Yeah.
What I think is particularly exciting is how AI has the potential to benefit both the practitioners and the patients.
It's a win-win for for orthodontists. AI can streamline those tedious, time-consuming tasks, offer data-driven insights, and ultimately empower them to make even better decisions for their patients.
Yeah.
And for patients undergoing orthodontic treatment, it could mean faster, more precise diagnoses, treatment plans tailored to their unique needs, and potentially even shorter treatment times.
Absolutely. AI-driven advancements could lead to more efficient and effective care overall.
It's a very promising outlook. What's the one key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
I think the main point is that AI is already changing the landscape of orthodontic in some really profound ways, from enhancing diagnosis and treatment planning to accelerating research. It's poised to revolutionize how we approach orthodontic care.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen its impact on everything from landmark identification to growth prediction to complex surgical decisions, and it's just the beginning.
It's a really exciting time to be in the field of orthodontics, and I, for one, can't wait to see what the future holds for AI-assisted care. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me. It's been incredibly insightful.